yesterday I told you I hosted a prom send-off. Shout out to Terrence Lewis. He's a former boxer. He's a boxer trainer. And then he was like, "You, can you please come up?" And I'm thinking it's going to be, no, I'm not. I'm lying. I knew it was going to be a lot of people. I didn't think it was going to be this many people. So I get to the block. They live on the corner of the block. I get out there. It's a DJ. Shout out to DJ J-Rock. It was a stage. It was, they had drapes on the stage.
So this is after the prom, right? They come back. There's a prom celebration. Right? Hey, did your thing. Great. Now
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. This is before the prom. This is prior to the prom. This is in the neighborhood at the prom. So you come in the house, they got food. I mean, it was like spreads. Like people, I mean, people had plates. Like it was a cookout.
For how many?
It was two
young
sets.
Adults that were going to the prom.
Let me get the names. It was Tynira. That's Terrence's daughter.
Okay.
Denisha. Now Tynira and I believe Eugene, they go to what school they go to? Northeast. And Denisha and Kendall, they go to Roxborough.
Okay.
So yes. So they came out and I'm hosting and like I come out on stage. It was like Toure was there.
Oh, okay.
It was like it was crazy. Like people were there, like it was just a lot. I'm like, oh, I know you. Oh, hey, what's up, man? So I get up on stage. I'm like, am I supposed to do stand-up? I don't know. I'm like, look, they're going to come out in a minute. People got the cell phones out. Like, I was like, wow.
It's like a big old reveal.
Yeah, it was a big reveal. And wow. Then, oh, they had a smoke machine. So I was like, coming up from.
Do you have any of this footage, please? I've got to see the prom send-off. I've never heard of this before.
There was. I'm telling you, there was smoke. There was a stage.
Okay.
There were so many people out there. And I have to find some of the footage.
Please do.
But it was a bunch of people out there, and it's so elaborate. Now, we told you about a prom send-off last year in North Philly. Saudi and her son. What's his her son? I just know Sun.
That's all she called him.
Sun. What's his name? People are screaming at the radio. They know his name.
Now, Saudi owns a restaurant.
Country Cooking.
Okay.
She had sand. She had camels. Her son had three different dates. He had all these cars out. It gets elaborate. And you're like, we're talking off the air. You've never heard.
I have never heard of a prom send off.
Really?
This is like a party before the prom. Like
yes.
Pre gaming. But I can only imagine how much money is put into the prom send off. And then you have the prom.
Yeah. Oh, it's a whole big production.
Yeah. What?
Shout out to Tynira. She was like, I was like, are you ready? She's like, no, the DJ got to play my music. I said, all right, J-Rock, play the music. And then J-Rock plays the music. She's like, no, I have this one part I come out on. And we helped her up on stage. And then I hit the smoke.
Wow.
I was on smoke duty, too. I hit the smoke switch.
Okay.
And then the smoke came out like.
And everyone was like, woo!
And I was like, let's give it up. Boom! Tynira! And at this time, and they had videographers. Chop was out there. It was like three different camera people.
This is a production.
It was a movie.
Wow.
So I'm asking you, and please, can you guys enlighten Kay Fox? She's new to Philadelphia. She's never heard of a prom send-off. Hold on, what's that?
It's not a Philly thing. It's a black thing.
But yeah, but just in Philly, can y'all please tell Kay Fox?
I think maybe Philadelphia might be the leaders of the prom send-off.
Maybe.
Especially with the Dubai prom send-off.
What's the most elaborate prom send-off you've seen other than Saudis? Because I know everybody's like, so much. She had camels and helicopters. We know about that one. And how much do they cost?
My goodness.
Are you a mother? Are you a mother and father spending money for the prom send-off? I want to know how much it costs. 215-515-3481. That's 215-515-3481. We have Crystal from Pensauken. Talk to me.
Well, with the prom send-off, it's kind of new to me. I only have one child, and actually I did one for her junior prom this year. So I kept it kind of at a minimum. She had a small group of guests come to wish her off. We did have a DJ and all of that, so. But they can get pretty elaborate.
How much money did you spend on your daughter's prom send-off?
On the send-off, well, I know a lot of people, so I called in favors. I had my godson, who's 7, who's a DJ. He DJed, and he's actually pretty good, DJ Kendall. So he DJed, and I called in, you know, the photographer. I knew her. She gave me a discount, and, you know, I spent less than $1,000.
On the prom send-off?
Yeah, less than 1,000.
We got Kendra from Chester. Kendra.
Good morning.
What's the most elaborate prom send-off you've seen?
Well, I've been to two. Okay. One of them said she spent $2,800 on just decorations and food.
Oh, my God.
And the other one said she spent $3,300.
For the send-off.
And that's okay, to each his own. What you do is what you do. But my thing is, when you ask the young people what they're when they get out of school, and one of them responded to me, they want to be a cashier.
Mm-mm.
Your education comes before all that glitter, all that sequence, all that other crap.
We have Maya from Northeast Philly. Maya, talk to me. What's the most elaborate prom send-off you've seen?
Believe it or not, it was on Instagram on Saudia's page. She just sponsored three proms. One of them had a Mission Impossible theme.
Okay.
And then the other one was a Cinderella theme.
They had a helicopter.
What did you say?
Was it the Mission Impossible? They had like a video when he hopped in a helicopter.
Yes, and the boy send off was in the helicopter, and then they did all the graphics with him shooting the guns and rescuing his prom date.
I love it.
Let's celebrate the children more and more. I'm all for it. It was great. And then the Cinderella one, she dropped her shoe at the art museum steps. And then they got her a carriage and everything. It was really nice.
Wow. How much do you know any friends of yours that spend money on the prom?
Well, my cousin recently had a prom, but we just have to bring her down to earth a little bit.
How much?
Everything is for everybody. We just gave her a backdrop and some balloons, and we'll reward her in other ways. But none of my friends personally have spent that much of an elaborate, you know, set for a prom.
Well, thank you for calling, Maya.
Thank you. Have a good morning.
All right, take care.
You too.
We got Shawnee from Southwest. Shawnee, how much money have you spent on a prom, or have you seen like a really elaborate prom send-off?
Listen, I have two girls in college right now, and I had to do the prom send-off 2017. I did not spend over $80.
See?
Okay.
See that?
I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I have two girls in college and one on the way. What we did a backdrop because now I live in Delaware County. They still have to do the dramatic send-off, but I have to improvise and still have their friends come and make it look kind of, you know, like it's a party and all that.
Wow.
Get a backdrop with tablecloths, okay? We had the balloons, and we had food.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You see, Kay, you learn something new every day here in Philadelphia.
There are economical ways to send your kid off for the pregame. I mean, prom party.
The prom send-off.
The pregame party.
The pregame. You was pre-see. You know what you were doing at your prom, Kay.
I was pre-gaming for sure.
I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do, though. It's this kid, and we've been talking about him for like 2 weeks. I finally spoke to him yesterday. Shout out to my man, Daryl Schuler. It's a kid from Girard College. He was homeless, and he's going to Harvard on a full scholarship. And
woo!
I'm so excited because I talked to him yesterday, and you could tell just through the phone how great of a person he is. And when he's going away to college, he's going to go away. We're going to do like a big college send-off.
Yes.
I
agree with that one.
I can't wait to do this college send-off.
Now, while the send-off was happening, was there any talk about any of the kids going to college? What's the next move?
Now, here's the thing. I don't know because there was so much stuff going on.
Okay.
But I do know, and shout out to the kids that, you know, I hosted yesterday. It was great. Shout out to Terrence. Love you. That's my boy. But this kid I talked to yesterday is going to Harvard. I can't wait. Can't wait. We got to celebrate these kids.
We do.
We have to celebrate these kids.
When is he, what's the official date for him?
He'll be here on Tuesday.
Okay.
We'll talk to him live in the studio on Tuesday. I know
can't
he
wait.
Has finals, but I'm like, dude, forget your finals, man. Come up here and talk. You already know what college you're going to. Yeah, you already know what college you're going to. So shout out to Richard Jenkins, man. Can't wait to have you here on Tuesday. Coming up, man.